Track 12. Exercise is easy, and more important than ever as we age. Laura McKay, senior physiotherapist at Bupa, advises how to stay active.
The lyrics to a grooving hit song say, "I like to move it, move it." While not all of us can relate to the sentiment, being active is an important part of a healthy lifestyle for everyone, but especially as you get older. As we age, invariably, aches and pains creep in, but don't be put off doing exercise. Staying active is a key part of keeping healthy, mobile, and independent. It can also stop existing health problems getting worse and lowers your risk of developing new ones, reducing the risk of high blood pressure, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and osteoarthritis. Studies show that people over 65 who regularly exercise are less likely to get serious long-term health conditions than those who don't. Improving the strength and tone of your muscles can reduce the risk of an accident or a fall and help with balance. Strong muscles help to support your bones and joints as well. You can build up your muscles with some strengthening exercises. Even carrying the shopping has the hidden benefit of working your muscles. How much exercise should older adults do? Aim for 150 minutes, which is 2.5 hours, of moderate intensity aerobic activity every week, building up gradually from what you do now. If you're already regularly active, you could try doing 75 minutes of vigorous exercise spread throughout the week. Aerobic exercise can be done anywhere, whether it's taking the stairs instead of the lift, riding your bike to the shops, or just getting outdoors and going for a brisk walk. Make it more interesting by listening to an audiobook or podcast while you walk. If you aren't sure how much or what to do, you may benefit from seeking advice from a physiotherapist or fitness professional. A pedometer or step counter will help you track how active you are. There are no official rules on how many steps you should do each day, but the more steps you do, the better your fitness. Doing 10,000 steps a day means you're very active. Fewer than 5,000 steps a day means you're essentially inactive and need to walk more if you can. If you spend a lot of your day sitting down, make sure you're still moving regularly. Get up and walk around the room, or even just stand up and sit down again. If you have a health condition or are recovering from an illness, it may be more important than ever to exercise to help get you better. It will also boost your mood and help your mental health. Try doing a series of repetitive movements when you're sitting down to improve your posture and balance. Push yourself up from your chair as much as you can, and then sit back down and use resistance bands and hand weights to strengthen your muscles. The most important thing is to spend as little time as possible being inactive. Any activity is better than none.